Daily help, advice and anecdotes from a career either side of the mic. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Yesterday, I was introducing this whole new series of podcasts all about, well, the vocal, physical and emotional health that you should bear in mind if you are keen on getting a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Also, we've got some exercises on the way as well. So first of all, over the next several weeks, we're going to be talking about your vocal health and how to manage that. Lots of things that you may not have thought about. I mean, you're probably thinking, yeah, I've got to drink more water, stay off the caffeine. Yeah, a bit more to it than that, as I will be explaining over the forthcoming series of episodes. I've also mentioned that we're going to be doing some exercises. So today's episode is entitled Exercise Advisories. Now, over the years in the many training sessions I've led about voice work and reading out loud, I've just known that the advice I've given to my clients in this area is going to be ignored. You know, lip trills. You've probably heard about lip trills, and if not, we're going to be coming to those in several episodes' time. Lip trills have been considered childish. I'm not going to be doing those. I'm not going to be doing those. You might imagine someone from a national radio network saying, and indeed they did. You know, to mindfully meditate to get a better voice was seen as hippie hokum. Stopping smoking as an unnecessary infringement on their human rights. I'm happy to say that in recent years, those views have largely changed as people have become more aware of the value of looking after themselves vocally, physically, and especially mentally. There's been such a sea change in how you should be viewing mental health, fortunately. A reminder that self-care is not selfish. I've got some exercises on the way. First of all, with vocal exercises in a few weeks' time. But a reminder, I'm not a doctor. Neither is Google. I don't know your diet, your meds or your medical history. I don't know your sleeping, smoking or drinking habits. I don't know your physiological or psychological health, your exercise or work regime or your climate, all of which affect your vocal, physical and mental health. What follows, though, although professionally researched, is still generic advice. You need to, ironically, listen carefully to your own voice, your own body. With any negative change, so loss in quality, range, stamina or control lasting longer than a couple of weeks, always seek the advice of a qualified medical professional. And always stop if it starts to hurt or you feel dizzy. Okay, bear that in mind. Tomorrow, why you are a vocal athlete, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.